President Bush is close to selecting his nominee to the Supreme Court. The announcement could come anytime this week. Republican Senator Arlen Specter is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. He would oversee the confirmation hearings of the president's nominee, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Nice being with you.
What are you hearing about the timing of the president's choice?
The choice obviously is his. My expectation is that it'll be reasonably soon so that there's ample time for a thorough hearing with all sides having an opportunity to thoroughly inquire into the nominee's background. But precisely when it will come is really up to the president. I don't think anybody really knows beyond that.
Well, a certain amount of speculation has been that it'll come soon because you were at the White House last night and you will be overseeing, as we said, these confirmation hearings. Go ahead.
True that I was at the White House last night because I didn't go incognito, so people saw me coming and going, but it wasn't my meeting, and I'm really not at liberty to discuss it. If I want to be invited back to the White House, I better maintain confidentiality, Renee.
Well, let me ask you something I'm hoping you can answer. Did you have any sense from being at the White House where the president is going ideologically?
Well, that's a very good question, which assumes a number of facts, like I was there for the Supreme Court, and I'm not going to say yes or no, so I really can't answer your question.
All right, let me put another one to you then. The word in Washington today is that one top choice could be Judge Edith Clement, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. What can you tell us about her? I mean, what would she bring to the court?
Well, I know relatively little about Judge Clement. It's not been possible with all of the names which have been floated around. I read her name this morning in the newspaper as one of the possibilities, along with many, many others.
She does not have the paper trail, if you will, that some other judges have as regards voting or making decisions on abortion. Would that help her?
The absence of a paper trail could be helpful to a nominee because the nominee may not have taken positions on many, many critical issues. That then shifts the responsibility to the Senate and the senators who will be asking questions to try to find out in an appropriate manner, not asking how a nominee would rule on specific cases, but going into judicial philosophy and background, their regard for precedents on stare decisis, their regard for legislative intent, so that there are ways of determining a nominee's views, even though there have not been extensive opinions or extensive speeches on a variety of subjects.
Justice O'Connor was a critical swing vote on the court. Now you have a Republican president, a Republican Congress. You're at the center of a lot of these discussions because of your position. What are you hearing? Your email must be jammed.
Well, there are efforts being made by many, many people to influence the decision as to whom the president will name, and then to try to influence the Senate on our consent rule under the Constitution's Advice and Consent Clause. And a critical point on our Constitution is separation of powers and the independence of senators. And I'm hopeful that we will avoid any threat of filibuster, that we will avoid the straitjacket of party line voting, because this decision is so critical to America that I think we all ought to focus on the national interest.
Republican Senator Arlen Specter is the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he would oversee the confirmation hearings for the president's nominee for the Supreme Court. He spoke to us from his office in the Senate.